Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It ain't the left side or the right side, and it must be the fin side. It ain't the left side.
Thank you, Solo D. Welcome to another episode of On the Fin Side here with Kat and Paul. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Spreaker, iTunes, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. I am Brian Kat, NFL on Twitter. Paul is Fanatic underscore pick. We are continuing our player-by-player breakdown of the Miami Dolphins 2020 draft class. Here, taking a look at guard/tackle Robert Hunt from the University of Louisiana Lafayette. Certainly a big boy at 6'5", 323 pounds. As of right now, it's a little unclear of whether or not he's going to be right guard or right tackle. The whispers are that he's going to start out at the right tackle spot, maybe kick Jesse Davis in there inside too. But Paul, this is somebody that we did talk about in our pre-draft episodes, as well as somebody the Dolphins could be targeting.
It is, and I really, really think, based on how the rest of the draft played out, I know we'll talk about it a little bit more in some of our subsequent episodes, but I really think he's going to be locking in at tackle. He's got experience playing guard. He's got experience playing left tackle. He's got experience playing right tackle. And, you know, given the moves that they made, I think after this pick, Jesse Davis got real excited because he was going to be part of a really good offensive line playing right guard with Hunt to the right of him. But I got a funny feeling Jesse's going to be relegated to a swing role as far as a backup, which is even more ideal for me with Davis as far as that goes.
Yeah, and when we were in the live chat on YouTube just minutes before, he's somebody that I pointed out too as a possibility, because the Dolphins did spend a lot of time talking to him on FaceTime beforehand. He reminded me a lot of, and actually NFL.com made this comparison too, of Cody Ford, who was a second-round pick of the Bills last year, who I really liked and I really wanted. He's obviously a big dude, can play right tackle, can play right guard, powerful at the point of attack, played a lower level of competition, but, you know, we've seen in the league here with players like, you know, Ali Marpet and Jari Evans, that these guys sometimes can make that leap up if they have the size as well. So, yeah, but Paul, I am hoping that he starts out at that right tackle spot, because here in the second round, after you've already made three picks, that will mean that you could possibly have that starting right tackle. You kick Jesse Davis into right guard, and now you may have improved two positions with one draft pick that's not even a first-round pick.
Agreed. And given the fact that he's as athletic as he is, given the fact that he's as monstrous as he is, because, good Lord, Miami got some size to the trenches in this draft, but they got athletic size. So he's got that slide quickness that you know you really need from your edge players these days on offense to be able to negate speed rushers on defense. But he's also got the power to deal with powerful players trying to rush the passer as well. So he's really well suited to deal with both speed and power on offense along the line, and tremendous upside for this kid. Tremendous upside. And at the very worst, if he doesn't take over a starting spot, he's got positional versatility to take over as a starter at three, four positions along the offensive line.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because when you talk about a high ceiling, he's also got a very high floor for that reason, because, you know, with his size, he's obviously has the ability to dominate at the point of attack, but it's really hard to see him failing at three different positions along the offensive line at that size. And even in a worst case scenario, can be a swing man for you. Obviously that would be a disappointment, but yeah, I certainly like this pick here. One nitpick I have with him, in addition to him being a little bit stiff, is that he is going to be 24 years old this year. So that little bit on the higher side. So when you pick a tackle guard 39th overall, I want him starting from day one. If not, that's going to be a tremendous disappointment, because I don't want to be talking about somebody who's 24 already saying, hey, well, you know what? In a couple of years, he might be good.
Yeah, and I think he's going to be a lot better off the rip than a lot of people think. I really do. I think he slid because he had a little bit of a groin injury last year. I mean, he started all 4 years along that offensive line, and he was a very big key cog in remaking this Dolphins offensive line that drastically needed it this offseason. The guy that's looking around the room going, holy crap, I hope I get a landing spot, has got to be Michael Dieter at this point, and it's got to be Shaq Calhoun, because those two did okay last year but really need to step up their game and be competitive moving forward into the 2020 season.
So, Paul, what are you going to grade this pick here?
I'm going to give this an A-minus because I really, really like this kid. And I love the power-athleticism combo. I think he's a little more polished at this point, but still has a high ceiling. And the fact that he's going to be probably the long-term answer protecting Tua's blind side, whether it's a guard or tackle. I really like this pick. I think it's one that's going to pay dividends for Miami down the road, and I think Fitzpatrick's going to be very happy with this one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a B plus. He was the 41st overall player on my board. The Dolphins drafted him 39th. He was the best guard on. He was the top guard on my board too, and I believe he was the second right tackle on my board at the time, but Lucas Niang was above him. But Niang's got a lot of injury problems that probably forced him down to the end of the third round. So, yeah, overall, I'm very pleased with the pick. I look forward to watching him play. And that's going to do it for our breakdown of Louisiana Lafayette offensive tackle / guard Robert Hunt, the newest Miami Dolphin. You can follow Paul and I on Facebook, Twitter, Spreaker, iTunes, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and Spotify. And you can also check us out on Twitter. I'm BrianCatNFL. Paul is Fanatic_pick. And if it's not on the right side and it's not on the left side, it is on the fin side. So, Ladie, take us home.
It ain't the left side or the right side, then it must be the fin side. It ain't the left side or the right side, then it must be the fin side. Listen, Dolphins fans across the land all tuning in to see what Brian Cat and Paul.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.